KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Welcome to Calvin's Barbershop.
You all got to see this.
I don't even want to know what you're looking at on that phone.
Well, you should. I was learning about the dangers of high blood pressure and that we need to get ours checked regularly. High blood pressure can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke, but this text program can help keep it at a healthy range. Just text Barbershop to 97779 to sign up.
I'll get right on it as soon as I'm done with this baby panda video.
Text Barbershop to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
After ABC News.
A legal blow to Tim Iman and his fight for $30 car tabs. I'm Jeff Pogela with today's ruling.
And Shannon with your forecast. 10 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Todd Ant. A $13.5 billion settlement that Pacific Gas and Electric struck just last week with thousands of people who lost homes, businesses, and family members from wildfires was rejected Friday evening by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom said in a letter to the company that the proposed settlement does not achieve the goal of providing safe and reliable power to PG&E customers. House Democrats took a huge step forward in their effort to impeachment of President Trump. The House Judiciary Committee Friday approved two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of justice. The president calling the impeachment effort an embarrassment to the country.
On Wednesday, the full House will vote, and if the articles pass as expected, onto a trial in the Senate for only the third time in American history. While the president had suggested he'd want a parade of witnesses, Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says it will be a speedy trial, likely with no witnesses at all.
There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
On Fox last night, he said acquittal is a sure thing.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Supreme Court decided Friday to hear the case involving President Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private. The court is likely to issue final rulings in June. A 13-year-old New York City boy has been charged and ordered held without bond in connection to the fatal stabbing of Barnard College student Tessa Majors. Some expressed surprise at the age of the suspects.
That just hit really hard that it would be somebody that young.
A makeshift memorial has appeared at Morningside Park where the killing occurred. Actor Danny Aiello has died at 86. His long career included roles in Moonstruck and his Oscar-nominated performance as a pizza man in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. Aiello, in an interview in 2014.
The only time I'm certain of who I am began when I began acting. Because when I'm in character, I know the words I'm going to speak. I know what I've developed. I know the past I've developed. I know exactly who that person is.
Aiello with NPR. This is ABC News.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention out with its weekly estimates on the flu, and it's shaping up to be the most active in years, says ABC's Michelle Franzen.
It's here, flu season, and it's in full swing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's widespread in 23 states. The tally of those who have died so far this season now reaching 1,300 nationwide. The CDC estimates there have been at least 2.6 million flu illnesses and 23,000 hospitalizations to date. Federal health workers urging people to get their flu shots, especially younger children and seniors. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Police in Las Vegas giving a big thank you to Cowboys in Town for the Nationals Finals Rodeo. ABC's Alex Stone with that story.
We'll get that on the news, boys.
This is what it sounded like when a group of cowboys jumped in to help police. Las Vegas officers were chasing a car thief. That thief ran into a park where cowboys in town for the rodeo were practicing their roping. Caden Cox from California was among them.
I'm like, oh, shoot, we need to go catch this somebody.
As a bad guy ran past them, the cowboys took action, jumping on the man. Cox even had his rope circling, ready to rope the guy. Police ran in and handcuffed the man overhead. Police were thankful.
When the helicopter flew back over us and said, good job, ropers, or something like that, oh, it just made our day.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 3 points. This is ABC News.
Como News Time now, 10:04. Time to check Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Mike Conklin, how are we doing?
Hey, we're actually doing pretty well, even though we have some slick roads. We're getting pretty smooth flows in most areas. Most of the situations we have actually deal with construction. Renton Highlands, some road work at the intersection of Sunset Boulevard and State Route 912. And it's Snohomish County, State Route 524 at Uway. That's closed for road work over the weekend with a detour in place. Federal Way I-5 southbound between South 320th to South 348. That's closed until 4 for some construction there. And in West Seattle, Southwest Alaska Street, both directions at 35th, closed for some water utility improvements. No problems on the ferries. And Snoqualmie and Stevens Pass both have traction tires advised. Next report, 1014. I'm Mike Conklin, Como 24-7 Traffic.
Thanks, Mike. And joining me in the studio, as she does each night at this time, the Como meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell. Shannon, can I put my shorts on this weekend to go surfing?
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little crazy, but you knew that already. But it's going to dry out.
Yeah. Of you. Yeah, it will start drying out, and it will look quite inviting out there from time to time with the sun shining through, but it could fool you because it's actually going to get colder instead of warmer in spite of the brighter skies moving in our direction. Chilly air mass going to start to settle on in, and we'll drop into the 20s at night, ultimately, in many locations by the time we hit, especially Monday. So cooling the next couple of days. Highs on Sunday, barely cracking 40. Some of us won't get out of the 30s in the afternoon, again, in spite of the sunshine. But you said it, drying out. Most of the snow starting to wind down over the Cascades. We've got a good coating of winter white up there at the resorts. And the pass travel will get easier now that the snow is winding down, too. And we stay dry all the way until about the middle of next week. And then it looks like there's a good storm due in Thursday and Friday. And by then, we'll be ready again. We'll want a fresh coating of snow up at the resorts. So it looks like it will show up again late next week.
So this is where Shannon is going to be very proud of her favorite weather protege. The reason it gets colder is because even though the sun is out, it's that winter weather paradox.
Yeah.
Not enough clouds to hold in the radiant heat and keep those temperatures higher.
Did
I get an A for the day?
You're doing great. And it's just so darn dark out there. We don't get enough, even when it's sunny.
It doesn't last long enough. 4:30 in the afternoon, I'm flipping lights on going, what's happening?
It's
so
almost,
it's that time of year.
It's almost the solstice here in Latitude 47,
around.
But we got another week or so to go until it starts to turn for us.
And when and where do we see you?
I'll see you tonight at 11 on Como 4 News. Hang
All right.
in there.
Thanks, meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell. Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, some of your other top local stories. A King County judge has struck down Tim Eyman's motion for outside attorneys in the $30 car tabs case.
Eyman, who is also running for governor, wanted the attorney general removed from the case, arguing that the AG had intentionally done a poor job of defending Initiative 976. But the judge denied that request and went on to say that Eyman filed the motion improperly anyway. However, Eyman and others were granted intervener status, allowing them to become co-defendants in the case. In a statement, the AG's office says it is not surprised by today's rulings. Eyman says those rulings came from a kangaroo court. Jeff Pogula, Como News.
The Washington State Department of Transportation has been awarded more than $57 million over construction delays for the Highway 99 tunnel.
Specifically, because they finished the tunnel almost 3 years later than they said they would in the contract.
WashDOT spokeswoman Laura Newborn, a jury found the contractor, Seattle Tunnel Partners, was responsible and ordered them to pay $57.2 million in damages. An appeal is expected. Earlier this week, we learned the FAA quietly conducted a study following the crash of the first 737 MAX to go down and projected up to 15 crashes in the coming decades. But Como's Charlie Harger tells us a statistics professor believes those numbers were very low.
MIT professor Arnold Barnett
Burnett tells Forbes he believes the risk was 24 times worse than the FAA's estimate. He says if even 1% of pilots didn't follow the proper procedures for dealing with a malfunction on the MCAS system, it would be catastrophic. The plane has been grounded as Boeing completely reworks the MCAS system. Burnett says the groundings should have happened following the first crash. Charlie Harger, Como News.
The Third Avenue entrance to the King County Courthouse will open back up on Monday after the head judge there, the presiding judge, ordered it closed last week following several attacks right outside the courthouse doors and on the nearby block of Third Avenue. Earlier this week, the King County Council approved a $600,000 emergency fund to improve safety in that area. That money will be used to put deputies at the entryways and pay for additional screeners at security lines. That presiding judge says the next year's King County budget needs to include money not only for more security on 3rd Avenue outside the courthouse to keep things safe, but also for the 4th Avenue entrance to be open permanently, because it has only been open temporarily during this closure. Just want to take one more look at the Mega Millions jackpot. It was a big one, one of the biggest of the year, $340 million estimated there. Still no results. A big one like that gets a lot of play, so it takes a while before all the results are tabulated. We know where the winners are. I can tell you those winning numbers, though: 17, 21, 29, 39, 56, and the mega number was 22. Once again, 17, 21, 29, 39, 56, and the mega number 22. My sense is there's going to be two more drawings without a win, and then somebody's going to get a nice little Christmas surprise. 10:10 now at Como News. Time to check the Harley Exterior Sports Desk with Como's Bill Swartz, who tells us Washington Husky Volleyball goes from the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8.
Senior Kara Bajima recorded 24 kills and 13 digs, leading the University of Washington to a Sweet 16 win over Kentucky. Up next, the Huskies play number one seed Baylor on their home court in Waco, Texas, tomorrow afternoon. Now, Kara Bajima and UW is ready for a hostile environment.
I think that playing in away arenas gives us a little bit of that edge, and I like it. I like when people are against us. I think it motivates every single one of us.
UW football continues Las Vegas Bowl workouts here in Seattle. The Dogs players also finishing up fall quarterfinals. Follow the Huskies and Boise State Broncos next Saturday at 4:30 on both Como Radio and TV. The Seahawks are bringing offensive lineman Ethan Posick off injured reserve, but put running back Rashad Penny in that same category. Jadeveon Clowney has been sick all week, and linebacker Michael Kendricks is doubtful with a hamstring injury. The Hawks go to Carolina for a Sunday morning contest with the Panthers. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
Court Furniture